Though a technology refresh may not be the most riveting topic that IT professionals desire to discuss, it is a fundamental discussion to have. If you are considering a PC refresh, then consider this. While the initial deployment does add costs to your IT budget, a PC refresh lowers support and maintenance demands, not to mention adding productivity and security benefits. By looking beyond the short-term costs of new hardware, it is possible to see the long-term savings that more powerful, efficient technology offers. If you've been putting off updating your infrastructure, now really is a great time to start discussing a PC refresh and discovering what that refresh can do for your organization. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard with you. And on this episode of Connection Point, fortunate to have Bruce Michelson with us. Bruce is a distinguished technologist with HP. He is here today to discuss the current technology refresh cycle for aging laptops and desktops. We'll probably talk a little bit about tablets too, and discuss the impacts that current trends in the marketplace are having. And Bruce, really do appreciate you taking time and joining us today.
Well, thanks, James. It's a privilege to chat with you as always.
And I want to start right with those trends in terms of folks that are considering a migration to Win 7 or even Win 8 down the line. What should they really be considering in terms of the overall marketplace?
Well, it's interesting. If you look at the trends, and we actually refer to them these days as mega trends, we believe there's anywhere, depending upon how you count them, from 6 to 8 trends that are going to change the way client computing is viewed today. And the trends are pretty well known. It's the consumerization of IT, which means getting your back office ready so that you can look at any operating system, any device. There's virtualization in the cloud, which are the two enabling technologies to make consumerization work. Mobility, which is ubiquitous these days, around all sorts of different form factors. There's, of course, big data and social media, and the one that I would probably mention is networking, because quite often that's overlooked. But with all the mega trends that are going on, if you have a device, you anticipate you have a network to go play with. And the final comment I would make is on cybersecurity right now. As we all know, simply by looking at both current events and also our day-to-day, the number one concern that we as consumers have is identity theft. We also know from the Ponemon Institute report that the number of successful cyber attacks per week in 2012 has increased to 100. So while you're looking at the Windows 7 refresh cycle, the coaching that I typically provide customers and prospects is also take a look at your cyber attack strategy. Take a look and make sure you're comfortable that the security protocols that you have for desktop, laptops, mobility, and such are right in keeping with where the industry requirements are these days. So when you look at all of that in terms of context, it's somewhat like an amoeba. You poke one area and the unintended consequences show up in another area. And that makes this Windows 7 migration rather interesting, because you have to look at it in the context of all the trends that are going on in the marketplace today.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Since Win 7 has been out, we're almost coming up on the 2 year or so birthday, a lot of folks have made that migration. What have you heard as feedback, things they've learned as they've gone through those deployments, to really maybe give some insight then to those folks listening that haven't made the journey yet that they can learn from?
Well, what's interesting is this refresh is different, believe it or not, than the other refreshes we've gone through, whether you're a Vista user or whether you're going from, you know, the Windows 2000 from eons ago. It's important to remember that XP has been around for 12, 13 years now. And if you can think back 10 years, think about all the things that were going on in the marketplace and the economy back then. So this presents an opportunity. There's three areas that I would probably flag. The first area is customers have learned that this is an opportune time to take a look at the IT infrastructure for continuous process improvement. If you're doing the Windows 7 migration the same way you did your previous migration or your previous tech refresh, chances are there's an opportunity for continuous improvement. One of the things that I see literally on every RFP and RFI and client discussion I have is there's a growing increase for self-service, to take some of the work that IT has traditionally done and see if the end users can accommodate it. So it could be something as simple as self-deployment of laptops. We in IT for years have kind of been uncomfortable to some degree with the role the end user could potentially play. But now you think of the end users. We all have home PCs. We're probably on our second or third or fourth mobility device. We do our own data migrations, our own refresh, our own disposal. So now it's time for businesses to take a look and see how much of that we can adopt into our framework. I think the third learning from this Windows 7 deployment right now is that it's not the same in terms of like for like. If you assume desktop to desktop, laptop to laptop, you may be missing an opportunity to look at some of the new form factors that are out there, the new styles that end users like to leverage in terms of computing. I should say that most of the customers I work with who have embraced this idea of continuous improvement can see anywhere from a 10 to 15% cost reduction, cost avoidance improvement.
Are enough, you think, of the folks that are thinking about these free refreshes focusing on how end users are going to and are currently using technology? Again, and I think you were kind of alluding to it, our end users, they have evolved. We have all evolved as end users over the last, you know, 3 to 5 years. And a lot of people haven't refreshed hardware in the last 3 to 5 years, haven't moved on to a new operating system in that time. We know that so many folks had been trusting XP for such a long time. So are enough organizations looking at how their end users are using technology now to really figure out, well, maybe this desktop user that was on Windows XP is now really geared for a Windows 7 laptop?
Yeah, think of the following scenario. There's a methodology that we call user segmentation. It's a bit of a mouthful, but fundamentally it looks at the work that the end user is being asked to perform, and it looks at the devices, and it looks at cost, risk, service level, applications, but it's all focused on what the end user is required to do the job that you're asking them to do. So by focusing on the end user, we can start to tune exactly what the end users really require. Interesting stat that's out there in the marketplace. The typical organization, except for password reset, has less than 10% adoption of self-service. So just by expanding how we view self-service within an organization, we could dramatically reduce costs to support the end users. It's also, we're in an era of what I would call device diversity, where the average end user is going to come into the IT organization with anywhere from 3 devices to 4 or 5 devices. And think about it. You've got your corporate PC, your personal tablet or laptop, your home PC, your smartphone, and then all the various iterations of that. So when you start looking at that, it becomes evident that this is more about the information than about some of the surrounding technology. So it's user segmentation is very important because it helps us understand how end users are really accessing the information that we're making available to them.
Let me do this, Bruce. I want to go back to a comment you made about how this refresh is so different than refreshes in the past. What is the biggest, maybe take your top two, differences that specifically IT teams should be thinking about? Again, they haven't gone through this type of Windows 7 deployment yet. They haven't refreshed hardware for their end users in several years. What makes this one so different?
Well, think about the following. The technology that we're deploying today in this refresh cycle, most of it didn't exist 5 years ago. So we're looking at technologies, and this creates a governance issue, by the way. You know, we're still governing desktop laptops the same way as we've done for the last decade. And now that we have the megatrends of mobility with smartphones and so on in the end user community, now we have to take a look at our governance. And so that's the first thing that's fundamentally different is this whole governance model and the fact that technology, it didn't exist before. The other side of it that's interesting is that if you're going to look at your application deck for Windows 7, it's an opportune time to take a look and say, what am I going to do about Windows 8? What's my strategy for touch? And if you have a 5-year-old desktop, as an example, let's have the virtualization discussion. Thin client versus a chubby client, as an example. And then the last point I would make on this is the one-size-fits-all. We know from user segmentation that for years we've been delivering different service levels to different end users. Why not formalize that and create a tiered service level with different cost elements so that cost can now become a variable cost in the IT infrastructure instead of a fixed allocation? That is decidedly different than what we've seen before in the marketplace. And I also suggest in this tech refresh cycle, don't limit yourself to desktop and laptops. Look at desktop, laptop, printers, faxes, scanners. Take a look at your display fleet. We're going to have subsequent conversations about sustainability and some of the other strategies that are important. But those are cost countermeasures that are absolutely critical right now in the marketplace today. So don't limit yourself as you go through this tech refresh cycle, focusing on what we've done before. Focus on things that are outside the scope that lend itself to access computing as opposed to just traditional desktop laptops.
Hey, Bruce, really do appreciate it. I like that holistic view that you're telling us to take a look at the end here, and a lot of good kind of insights in what other people have already been experienced with their rollout to Windows 7. So do appreciate the insights there, and look forward to talking to you down the road. Let me give the official thank you, sir, for being here.
Thank you, James. I appreciate the opportunity.
And folks, whether you're looking to distribute HP notebooks or tablets, thin clients, or even the traditional desktop, then turn to PC Connection for services to support your next rollout. They'll help you optimize your infrastructure with the right solutions for your organization with a full range of services. If you want to learn more, you can head online to pcconnection.com/services, or you're invited to give a call, 1-800-800-0014, to get on the phone and talk to a rep. You can also email us, pretty simple there, connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.